You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
One time, ladies and gentlemen, we are live and direct.
Hey, this is Wade.
And this is DJ CJ. We're the hosts of Discorder Radio.
Here in Vancouver. Vancouver.
Here are a new take on the 30-year legacy of Discorder Magazine, your Vancouver indie music monthly. Featuring hot local bands, live interviews, and good times.
Yeah!
Tune in every Tuesday from 5 to 6 for your weekly dose of what's happening in print, on stage, and live on the airwaves. It's Discorder Radio.
Discorder.
On CITR.
CITO.
CITR.
101.9 FM.
101.9 FM in Vancouver.
It's 5 o'clock Tuesday, time for Discorder Radio. We have a absolutely jam-packed show today, our busiest show of 2016. Early spring has arrived, and so has late spring. Yes, they're here for a live interview and much more. It is the day after Lunar New Year, the year of the monkey, kicking it off today with Monkey on My Back, Disco Funeral, Discorder Radio.
We'll be right back.
We are back on Discord Radio CITR 101.9, broadcasting live from UBC in Vancouver, or on the internet at CITR.ca. Discord Radio brought to you by Zipcar. Yes, Zipcar helps us deliver our Discorder magazines all over this lovely city. 8,000 circulation now. We're going to talk more about the brand new February issue later in the show. But right now, want to welcome to Discorder Radio the victors of this past week's shindig. Welcome to Discord Radio. Late spring, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, all right. Nice to have you guys here.
Hi, Wade. Hi, Matt.
Hey. Let's do some intros, by the way. Let's get there's four of you in studio. Who do we have with us today?
I'm Casey.
I'm Nat.
Nikolai.
Hi, I'm Ryan.
Nice. Now, this is not your first time at UBC.
No. For some of us. Oh. Wait, for all of us, actually.
No. Well, I remember the first time I met you guys. This feels like it's coming full circle. The first time I met you guys was last September. You played Live at Lunch. Mm-hmm. We had a little chat backstage, so I got to learn about you then. Mm-hmm. Little did anyone know that a brief 6 months later, you guys would be, Shindig 32 winners. How do you feel?
Cold. Yeah. It feels cool. No, it seems like it's kind of followed a path, like we've really been pushing. Casey's really,
You've been pushing me?
No, you've been pushing.
Oh, yeah, I've been pushing. I always push.
Oh, you really cracked the whip there, Casey?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, I want to play all the shows. And then who suggested we apply to play to Shindig? Maybe it was like a friend was like, oh, you should just play this thing. And then we applied and... And then I know Nikolai's like, I want to come in second. I'm like, who wants to come in second ever?
Nikolai, let's talk about that. Why did you want to come in second?
Well, then, we wouldn't be sitting here, I guess, if we came second. So maybe it was worth it coming first.
But no, because look at the smile slide out of your face now. You're happy we're in.
I was really pleased just entering the finals. It was really awesome because there are prizes for everyone. So, all those bands are winners, as Nat was pointing out.
Yeah. This is true. But it's interesting you mention that because there's a bit of a thing. I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but it's a thing known as the Shindig Curse.
Yeah, I heard about it. I've heard of it too. I'm like, whatever. I'm going to break that curse. Okay. I don't care. I don't believe in curses.
I like your zest. I like your zeal.
I'm zesty.
Okay. Well, the Shindig Curse, just for those listening that maybe are not in the know, is that there's been a lot of great bands that have come through Shindig, bands like the Pack AD, Japandroids. Bands that a lot of us know, not only in Vancouver, but all across Canada, all across the world.
In the world, in the universe.
There you go. But neither of, at least those two bands that I mentioned that have a huge global following, neither of them won Shindig. And a lot of the bands that end up winning Shindig sometimes fade into obscurity, whereas it's the second and third place winners that rise to the top. So knowing that.
No pressure.
That's why I wanted to win second prize.
Okay. Yeah. Now we get down to the truth.
Yeah. Let that console all of the bands that we played with.
But Walgren did, and Walgren is really talented.
There you go. Well, she gets some nice prizes, but you guys, well, I'm going to just run down the list of prizes. This is actually the best prizes ever.
Prize list.
Okay, here we go. So you've got a showcase opportunity with AMS Events here at UBC. 2 hours of free labor from Backline Music Services. A showcase spot at Canadian Music Week.
That's pretty sweet.
Wow.
That's
good. Does that include free flights to Toronto?
Don't know yet. Emailed them this morning. That. Yeah.
Okay. Way to be on it. Yep. I like it. The first work day right after the weekend. Way to go. Nice, Casey. A feature in Discorder Magazine. Very nice. Mm-hmm. A big night out with Mint Records.
What
that's going to include?
I emailed them too. What does that mean?
Bowling.
Surf and turf?
I've heard.
Keg.
I hope it's bowling.
I hope it's surf and turf. I suck at bowling.
Well, I'd love to. We'll find out. I'm sure we'll get back. We'll get info from you guys when you have your big night out. Maybe we'll even send a camera crew to follow you on that big night out. Speaking of which, we have Sam Tudor live in studio filming this for Discorder TV. We're going to talk about that later in the show. But right now, let's play a song. We know we've played a ton of Late Spring over the past few weeks, especially with you guys, winning your Shindig night, winning the semifinals, and then winning the finals. We've been playing a lot of music off your Bandcamp page and your Shit Lives album.
Uh-huh.
But now today, we've got a brand new Late Spring track. Tell us about that.
It's called Jelly. It's off our forthcoming LP, titled Invisible. And the Shit Lives album on Bandcamp was just a kind of like a joke, like non-release release of like an iPhone recording of one of the songs that's coming off of Invisible as well, called It Is My Body. But I figured people have heard that one already now. So Jelly's a whole new fresh track that hasn't been played before, I don't think.
Wow. So yeah. It's not only making its Discord radio debut, it's making its worldwide radio debut right now.
Universe-wide. Yep.
Wow. We feel honored here at Discord Radio. So let's play that track right now. Jelly, Late Spring, Discord Radio, CITR 101.9, coming back and chatting with the band, the winners of Shindig 32. Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9, Discorder Radio debut for Late Spring with the track Jelly. We're here with Late Spring. They won Shindig on Friday night. If only the microphones could pick up our conversation that we had while that song was playing, talking about Twitter beefs and sex tapes and Tinder and all the like.
We should get a banned Tinder page.
That would be awesome. Nice.
What's that mean?
Well, I was a little surprised because Casey has been has been cracking the whip, but not so much on the Twitter tip. So maybe you can make up for your lack of Twitter presence with the Tinder presence.
Yeah, I think I'd prefer the Tinder presence over the Twitter presence.
You know, I think just the outlandishness, the ridiculousness of that might be a good way to help give you guys a bit more leverage.
Yeah, all or nothing, you know, like.
That might be a way to offset the potential shindig curse.
All or nothing?
Well,
Tinder fans?
Grindr fans?
Seeking hookups as a band with other bands. Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah,
oh
I like
God.
It.
That's,
that is brilliant. I like it.
But nice. What if there's a three-piece and then the other band is a four-piece?
Use your imagination. Use your imagination.
Bands are resourceful and dynamic. Yeah. So.
Excellent. Wow.
Yeah.
Good stuff here. Now that we just heard that track, Jelly, you said that was only the second time you guys have heard that?
Yeah.
All together in a room. She's probably heard it like 100 times.
200. Yeah.
Maybe 2,000. No, not that much. But just like listening to figure out the, you know, what to do to tweak the mixes, like mastering, and then like listening to differences between masters and different sound systems and stuff. But that's almost done, and then we're going to move forward with it and hopefully get the masters back by March and then release it for May. Digitally, at least. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Just in time for Canadian Music Week.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, this has been, it's been great having you guys here. Congrats again on the big Shindig victory. Before we let you go, more action happens for you tonight. You got an event happening tonight. Are all four of you going to be at this event tonight, or is this more of your baby, Casey?
It's kind of my baby. It's called Art Rock. It's every second Tuesday of the new month. Not every second Tuesday, but every second Tuesday of the new month. So it's at the Astoria, and it's just a night of kind of experimental, like, sound music that doesn't really get a lot of play, I guess, in the scene. It's more like artists who make music, I guess, and I feel like there's always a difference when between musicians who make music and artists who make music not like as their full-time gig. So this is for the latter more so. And that's tonight, and yeah. I'll be playing with my friend Monique. We'll be doing like a feminist like performance called Joan. That's why I'm wearing this outfit, because I'm going straight from here to there. And then Zenfinger is playing.
It's a new age with electronic music influences. I think it's going to be great.
Okay. All right, so you are involved.
Yeah, well, I'm playing with Zenfinger.
Yeah, we're nice. Different personas tonight. We don't know each other.
How about Nat and Ryan? Are you guys going to come check it out, or what are you up to?
We'll be there drinking. Again.
Again, yet
that's
again.
Like four nights in a row. There's so much going on in this city.
Be good. And then also Snoozer's playing, and then Revered is playing, which there's a connection there, yeah.
Yes, Revered came second in last year's Shindig, to bring it back to the Shindig conversation.
I didn't know they came in second. Oh, hey.
Yeah, there you go.
I knew they were in it.
They avoided, and hopefully that will help them avoid the Shindig curse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll just avoid it just because I'm me. I'll just avoid
it. Maybe the fact that
now
that we're talking about it, maybe we've made it. It's now a thing. We've acknowledged it, and maybe now we've acknowledged it, we can just like minimize it. Yeah,
snuffed it.
It's like that white elephant conversation. Now we've had it, it kind of makes it go away. Hopefully,
yeah. I'm just oblivious to it, so it won't affect me. It's like, what is that like? I'm not even gonna go
like
there.
An erection in public.
Yeah, there you go.
Because if
you went there,
I don't know. Yeah, that can go either
way. That's why
way.
We're sitting next to each other. That's why we're best friends.
Nice. Okay, so guys, this was great. Thank you for all the conversation, chat, sex talk, erections, and all everything
Twitter,
else.
Twitter, tweet, tweet.
Yeah. I think the Tinder band page is a great idea, and I hope you guys follow up on that. But so tonight, Art Rock is happening at the Astoria. Where that's on Hastings West.
Hastings East at Heatley, Hawks between there, 769 East Hastings, I think.
Yep.
And doors are at, I don't know, 8:39-ish. That's it. And it's a $5 or a pay what you can. So.
Wow, what a deal.
You know, pay what you can.
Steal of a deal.
Yeah, karma. Yeah.
And you get to see two members of the Shindig Victors.
Yes.
Right here.
And maybe all four of us will just be there drinking away. Or sorrows.
Okay, well, again, Casey, Nikolai, Nat, and Ryan, thanks so much for joining us. Late Spring was here with us tonight at Discord Radio, and we did mention Revered. They are also going to be on stage. We're going to play some Revered right now. This is the track Twiddle My Thumb from Emmett Hall's band Revered. Thanks again to Late Spring for joining us here on Discord Radio. CITR 101.9. Thanks, guys.
Everything will go the length I'm willing to admit. I know I would gladly show all the things I doubt I wouldn't give the benefit. That kills my own will bit by bit.
Discorder's 33rd birthday, and we're giving you a present, Discorder TV, a new YouTube miniseries that will bring you interviews and other video content with local bands. We're celebrating our birthday with the Discorder TV launch party on February 10th at the Lido.
We've got DJ Roman Total 17 providing the tunes, and of course, our birthday party is 19 plus and free. Special thanks to the Lido and Vivo Media Arts for sponsoring the event.
CITR and Discorder are proud to present Space Melt with Mind of a Snail on Friday, February 12th at Renegade on Main Street at 2nd Avenue near Science World. This one-night-only event features nine renowned musicians and visual artists improvising simultaneously to create a mind-altering experience that you simply must see and hear to believe. For more info and tickets, go to spacemelt.ca.
This is Chelsea on 101.9 Discorder Radio, CITR. Woo! Nailed it.
through the clouds for me, just like the mornings. Quiet sensuality. Some days are sublime, our lines pull tight and steady. Whenever you find me and hold me, you show me I'm ready, ready to shine.
Shell, you can bring me out. Shaking my bell, you can ring me out. Breaking my shell, you can bring me out. Shaking my bell, you can ring me out. Breaking my shell, you can bring me out. Shaking my bell, you can ring me out. Breaking my shell, you can bring me out. Shaking my bell, you can ring me out. Breaking my shell, you can bring me out. Shaking my bell, you can ring me out. Breaking my shell, you can bring me out. Shaking my bell, you can ring me out. Breaking my shell, you can bring me out.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9, Ready to Shine, Young Galaxy. They are playing at Imperial tomorrow night. Speaking of Ready to Shine, thanks once again to Late Spring for shining so brightly here in the studio. And congrats again on your Shindig victory. If you want to see two of them in action, they'll be at Art Rock? Tonight at the Astoria. Okay, so we've already had a jam-packed show. It continues. It's been so busy that we're not even getting to our February issue hype until February the 9th. That's how busy it's been so far this month, this show. But it is that time, and we want to welcome back to the show the editor-in-chief of Discord Magazine, the lovely, talented, and so articulate Britt Bachman.
Hello.
Hello. Great to have you back.
Thank you.
Yeah. Were you at Shindig on Friday night?
I was at Shindig on Friday night. All the CITR cats were.
Yeah.
Dressed to the nines.
How was it?
It was so good. It was really high energy. Pat's Pub had a little bit of trouble keeping up to us, which I think is always a good problem to have. Yeah.
John Q told me the lineup was out the door.
Very near to it, actually. Yeah, it was definitely near the washroom, so that's saying something.
Nice. And yeah. I heard it was over capacity, 300 people, so...
Oh, I sure hope so.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, again, it was great to see that Late Spring won. Glad you got a chance to check it out.
Mm-hmm.
The new issue is out. It's also in conjunction with our 33rd anniversary of Discorder Magazine, 33 years ago
it's
this
true,
month.
It's true. We're old. 33 years old. That's pretty old.
Yeah.
For a publication, at least. We're the longest-running free independent publication in Vancouver.
I'd like to think of 33 as just coming into our prime.
Okay.
Yeah. I know there's some experience.
No, I would agree, actually. We have a lot of street cred now.
Nice.
Yeah.
So what do we got going in the brand new February issue of Note?
Brand new February issue. We have a lot of stuff going on. I was really excited for the Michael Redd interview, especially. Michael Redd is the curator of New Forms Festival. He was involved in, he's Sounds. Also, he's one half of the band Chambers, really big in the sort of ambient, experimental new music scene in Vancouver. Mm.
We'll try to play some of him next week.
Mm, good.
Also, there's a feature article about a ceramic artist you're going to...
Yes. Well, it's not quite an article. It's an art feature on Maggie Boyd. So Maggie Boyd is a local ceramicist, has a really great style, very good web presence. Instagram Maggie Boyd Ceramics, I believe it is.
Okay.
But she agreed to be our art feature. Very unique because normally our art features are all 2D. Maggie Boyd actually does... 3D. She does mugs, tumblers, all sorts of projects, and has had like a sculptural sort of performance practice as well. So it was a real treat to feature her this month.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Breaking new ground.
Yeah, she also teaches ceramics too. So she has hand building and wheel classes, and they sell out every single time. Definitely check her out.
It's good to see Discorder Magazine not just covering the indie music scene, but the arts and culture.
Oh, true.
Scene here in Vancouver.
True.
Nice. And I guess very true with this new aspect.
Are you with me?
No, with this aspect of the this brand new art feature.
Well, actually, the art features have been going on for several years now. But yes, the art features of the three-dimensional works is definitely a new one for us. It doesn't happen that often, but we'll bring it in sometimes.
Excellent. Okay, now back to some more familiar territory. Mm-hmm. The under review section, we got a few bands that I've never heard of, actually.
Good.
But I guess that's one of the reasons we do that, right?
That is one of the reasons that we do it. We do the underrepresented most times. Nap Eyes is actually one of my favorite reviews in there. And it written by Eric Coates, who is also the CITR president and now a contributing writer to Discorder magazine. But Nap Eyes is incredible. They're a really, really great band. They're finally coming into their own. You'll notice that review, though, it ends in a very similar way as the Pitchfork review. I mean, it's a good ending. It's a really good ending, but at least we're hitting something.
Shall we delve into that a little further?
The Nap Eyes.
I'm just kind of want to read the end of this review here.
Go for it.
I'm not talking about it. After 32 minutes, the album fades out with Chapman singing, "Want you to trust, 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 trust me." And by the end of the album, I do.
Yeah, isn't that great?
Beautiful.
That's a good ending.
It was a great ending. And let's take that ending into the beginning of a Nap Eyes track. We're just going to roll with it. How about that?
Sounds good.
All right. This is called Roll It, Nap Eyes. Thanks for joining us, Britt. And looking forward to covering more of the February issue later this month.
Yes.
This is Nap Eyes on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9.
Why didn't he roll it? Didn't he have a feeling to go on? Why didn't he roll it? Didn't he have a feeling to go on? Why didn't he roll it? Didn't he listen to our song? Why didn't he roll it? Well, sometimes you just got to accept. And I'm no better for getting sick of getting no break. The feeling is something like disrespect. Except it doesn't even know I exist. Why didn't he roll it? Didn't he have a feeling? Don't know what it is. Could it be me? could be me. It could be me.
Napis on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9. You can find them in the under review section of the brand new February issue of Discord Magazine. Thanks again to Britt Bachman, our editor in chief, for coming in to highlight some of the exciting aspects of the new issue. And speaking of the new issue, we have Claire Bailey with us once again. Hello, Claire.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm well, thanks.
You've just been digging right into this thing, this brand new February issue.
Yes, I have.
Yes. Who have you been looking at deeply today?
Today we're looking at Dumb. That's a garage punk band in Vancouver. The band consists of Gal Avgay, Nir Avgay, Philippe Morelli, and Nick Short. And they are a member of CHOMS, which is a collective of bands including Swim Team, TV Ugly, Testopia, and Fuzzy P that shares a jam space and some of the same members. The band is set to release a cassette, their fourth release. It's called Beach Church, and it should be released on February 11th. The concept for the cassette is one that changed over time, from a full-length album featuring a bunch of Dumb songs to slide guitar, surf-themed, instrumental, experimental, and electronic, to something somewhere in between. Nir explains that between then and now, we realized what Beach Church was. It's fun, but also very spiritual, which is why it's like a beach, but also like a church.
Hmm.
If that sounds a little funny, it shouldn't be surprising. Discorder contributor Chris Yee writes that the band cracked as many jokes as they gave serious answers. Dumb will be opening for one of their biggest musical influences, Parquet Courts, at the Rickshaw on February 20th. So we're going to play their most recent release, which is a single called 7-Eleven. So here's Dumb with 7-Eleven on Discorder Radio 101.9.
Reality shedding, and I'm not made of it.
year, you and your community show your support for CITR by donating with Fundrive, our annual fundraiser. Get involved again this year with our theme, Growing Our Cultures. This year, we've got a goal of $40,000 to improve the training and development of volunteers and to support the myriad of cultures represented on our airwaves. You can help us reach our goal, and it's not without perks. By donating, you'll receive cool CITR swag like growlers, LPs, on-air shoutouts, and more. It all starts on February 25th with a kickoff party in the pit and an old-school telethon running all week on air. We're excited. Are you?
New friends of the Syrup Trap comes the premier collection of Christmas music. Christmas happens every year. All of your Christmas favorites. Oh Christmas Tree, Santa Baby, Let It Snow. Oh Christmas Tree, Deck the Halls. Oh Christmas Tree, Deck the Halls. Santa Baby, Deck the Halls. Oh Christmas Tree, Deck the Halls. Silent Night, White Christmas, Deck the... No, that's... Let It Snow. Oh Christmas Tree, Deck the Halls. Oh Christmas Tree, Deck the Halls. And many more. So what are you waiting for? Order online at syruptrap.ca.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9, Les Chaussettes. We're sending that out to Russian Tim. That track is called Russian Boy. You can hear his show on Tuesdays here on CITR. Les Chaussettes also featured in the brand new February issue of Discord Magazine, a great little review on page 43. Before that, we heard Dumb with the track 7-Eleven. Thanks again, Claire Bailey, for giving us that great little feature lowdown. And now we're turning it around. Claire was rocking the mic. Now she's going to be holding the camera as we turn the mic on this gentleman, Mr. Sam Tudor in studio.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Thanks for having me.
Nice. Our third interview of this very busy day.
Yeah, holy.
But great to have you on. In fact, this is, you know, it's good we're having you last because this is, I don't necessarily say we saved the best for last because Britt is standing right outside. But this is launching into what's going to be happening in the future with CITR and a brand new media platform. So tell us a bit about what is this project you've got going.
Yeah, so what's coming up is a mini series, so to speak, and we call it that just because we don't actually really know the end date yet or how many we're going to do, but it's called Discorder TV, and it is essentially just an amalgamation of a lot of things that go on in the magazine and a lot of bands that we write about, and it's just video content like interviews, little features on bands, lots of little things. So yeah, pretty much just like a little more of an online presence for CITR and Discorder specifically.
Nice. And speaking of interviews, we literally are filming this interview right now, so it's very likely that this interview will be on Discorder TV.
We were talking about how meta that is if we put we film Discorder TV at Discorder Radio talking about Discorder TV, and then we proceed to put that in Discorder TV as well.
While
and
we both are holding copies of
Discorder
Magazine.
TV. Of Discorder Magazine, yeah.
Nice.
So, yeah, well, it's CITR-ception.
I like it. So do you have kind of like a vision or like an end goal for this project?
Well, the goal really is to just give, take the already defined sort of CITR vibe and aesthetic and Discorder vibe and aesthetic and put that to film, because we do have a YouTube channel and stuff, and there's band stuff on there yet, but there's not really a Discorder Magazine as it is does have like a really, I would say it's one of the most like cool, stylish student-run magazines around, so I'd like to take that aesthetic and what's going on in that magazine and put it on a visual medium. So I guess the goal is just to add this new element to it, and
awesome.
Hopefully get more people reading the print magazine too, because no matter what, print is still one of the greatest things. So,
yeah. Well, yeah, we all want to cross promote here. It's funny because Discorder TV, we launched Discord Radio about 5 years ago, but since then, Discorder TV has been there's been a lot of kind of murmurs about, is this going to happen? So it's great that you've actually kind of taken this thing.
Yeah, and that's also really very much thanks to Britt, because the editor of this magazine, Discorder, because I did the same thing. I did what I always do, which is like, oh, I think it would be cool to do a little, you know, some video stuff. And instead of just sort of being like, oh, great, Sam, good luck with that, she like really helped me make it real. And like, you know, we have this release date. So it's like, okay, well, here we go. I have to do this now. So
nice.
It's been good. So I think I've enjoyed it. Yeah.
Excellent. Nice Britt Bachman and Sam Tudor impressions, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how she sounds.
Okay. So we've got a launch party tomorrow night. Quickly tell us about that.
I think it's going to be pretty chill. It's also in combination with our CITR's 33rd, or Discorder, sorry, 33rd annual
33rd anniversary.
33rd anniversary. And there's not going to be like one giant screening where everyone has to sort of stand around awkwardly and watch it, but it will be playing on screens and people can... I think there's going to be headphones that you can just jump in and out and watch it for a bit and stuff and drink some beers. It's at the Lido, which is a great place to have it, especially since the Lido is like a place where there's lots of visual. The guy who runs the Lido, Matt Crisco, does a lot of cool visual stuff too, so it's a cool place to have it.
Nice. Doors at what time?
I don't know.
Just tomorrow night. Just come on down.
I make
night,
the Lido. Content. I don't do. No I don't worries. Do this.
Lido on Broadway. It's 500 and something Broadway yeah. between Fraser and Main.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks so much, Sam, for joining us. We're gonna play one of your tracks now in honor of today being the day after the Lunar New Year. This is your track, the Modern New Year. Thanks so much, Sam. Good luck with the Discorder TV launch tomorrow. And you're listening to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9. Da 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 da.
It was only early days, then you were held tight, moving back and forth in the cradle at night. Cain and Abel's song, singing out your lullaby. And you'll be off and finding mystical ways of showing me your nights better spent than my days. And I'd never disagree with letters from a higher. You've been on the run, I'll be right here, waiting on the floor for the modern new year. Saw you on the stairs, smiling for the very first time. Around October, dropping your leaves, leaving by November, rolling up sleeves. Shared the center stage once, I'm afraid to change once more. Cause it's gotta be the next year, never be today. Like saving someone's life, but only going halfway. Colored in the lines, never thought to draw my own. Been on the run, I'll be right here, waiting on the floor for the modern new year. Saw you on the stairs, smiling for the very first time. I'll be right here, waiting on the floor for the modern new year. Saw you on the stairs, smiling for the very first time. Oh, you've been on the road. I'll be right here, waiting on the floor for the modern new year. Saw you on the stairs, smiling for the very first time.
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9, The Modern New Year by Sam Tudor. Thanks so much, Sam, for coming in along with Claire Bailey. Discorder TV making their long-awaited debut tomorrow. The launch party's at the Lido. And that about wraps it up for us today. Thanks again to Britt Bachman, editor-in-chief of Discorder Magazine, and of course, Late Spring, who won Shindig this past Friday night. And that wraps it up for us as time is getting a bit tight. Speaking of which, Booker T and the MGs, well, Booker T Jones is in Vancouver playing at the Vogue as part of Black History Month this Saturday night. And this is one of his classic tracks from 1968 called Time is Tight to end the show today. Come up next, Flex Your Head with Mike. Thanks again to Matt Muse and Camille Iverson for help making it all possible. And this is Wade signing off today on Discorder Radio. See you next Tuesday, 5 o'clock on CITR 101.9. We'll be right back.
Gee, your station has a lot of problems.
Tell me about it. Just look at our morning guy.
Hello, this is Mole Man in the Morning. Good Mole Man to you. Today, part four of our series of the agonizing pain in which I live every day.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, not the home of Mole Man in the Morning.